eyes up and grabs the rebound. Here comes Hawkins up the right sideline for UCLA to Rice in the corner, and Rice rolls it in but stepped on the sideline before the shot. Turnover, Bruins. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Third quarter with 8:58 to go. Badgers have the basketball, trailing 45-28. It's Ronnie Porter finding Tess Myers with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the right elbow. Here's McCray trying a long two-point shot. No good. High into the air. It's into the hands of Rice. Bruins move right to left. Front court. Rice off to the left. Hawkes around Myers to the cup. Floater up. No. Pops out. McCray handles it for the Badgers. Porter. Cross-court pass to the front court. Myers catches on the wing. Over to McCray, top of the key. Over to Leitzinger, now left side. McCray steps out and sets the screen. Double screen for Nat. Leitzinger has it, head of the key, spins it over to Williams. Williams on the floor, around Hawkes, down low, around Betts, and then throws it out of bounds, looking for Myers on the near side. Turnover, Wisconsin. Their sixth turnover of the game. 8:12 to go in the third. Nobody's scored yet between the Badgers and the Bruins. UCLA, though, 17-point halftime lead. Here's Betts, right elbow. Williams, defense. Betts over to Rice on the left wing. Rice on a tough drive to the rim, no good. Rebound secured by Wisconsin. Porter across the timeline. Still handed in the basketball. Scoops off to Leitzinger. In rhythm for three. No good. Pops out. Rebound into the lap of Jones. Bruins push right to left into the front court. Here's Dugalic. A three-pointer. She leans into it and drills it. Three-pointer by UCLA. It's their fourth three-pointer of the game. 48-28. Bruins now lead it by 20. Myers, rainbow three, left side, no good. Rebound down low by Betts and the Bruins. UCLA, front court, Rice pushes down the middle of the paint, tries to Euro step around Leitzinger. Those two collide, the shot's no good as Rice hits the floor, as does Leitzinger. And it's a foul against Wisconsin. And it's going to be the Badgers' first team foul of the third quarter. Rice tried to Euro step around Leitzinger, who had a wide base, and then Rice collided with the legs of Leitzinger. Now Kiki Rice to the free throw line. Four straight games in double figures for Rice. She's averaging almost 15 points per game during that stretch. Has 5 points tonight. Free throw rolls in for Rice. 7 minutes, 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Just to put the Bruins at 50 points tonight, and it's in. Two at the free throw line for Rice. UCLA perfect as a team tonight from the charity stripe, 6 out of 6. And it's a 50-28 Bruins lead. They've scored the first 5 points of the third quarter. 22-point advantage for the number two ranked team in the country. Just one loss this season for UCLA. Badgers have 2 games left in the Big Ten season. They're 4-12 in the Big Ten. Although they have secured a spot in the Big Ten tournament, they'll either be number 14 or number 15. Myers has it between the circles with 8 on the shot clock. High left side for Porter. Porter tries to make a move. Pull up, line drive shot at the left elbow is no good. Into the hands of McCray and a held ball. Possession arrow to UCLA. The Bruins won their first 23 games in a row to start the season. They're 27-1. They already picked up a forfeit win today after the Big Ten ruled that the 2 games that Northwestern did not play against UCLA and USC didn't make the trips because of the wildfires in LA. Here's a three, Dugalic, and she drills her second one. This one just right of the wheel. Second one of the quarter. And now front court, here comes Wisconsin, but first a timeout by Marissa Mosley. Yeah, the Big Ten ruled that Northwestern will have to forfeit those games that they didn't go play out in Southern California, so UCLA got a win today. Now 15-1 in the Big Ten. Timeout on the floor, 6:26 to go in the third quarter. UCLA leads Wisconsin 53-28. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
.626 to play in quarter number three from the Kohl Center in Madison. John Audius with you, and the Badgers trail the second-ranked UCLA Bruins 53-28. UCLA has scored the first 8 points of quarter number three. Wisconsin 0-5 from the floor in the third. Bruins are 2-5 from the field. Lauren Betts of UCLA not on the court. She has 20 points, all coming in the first half. That's her 14th game with 20 or more points of the season. Sarah Williams has 13 of those games, needs 8 points to get to that number as well. Here's Williams down low. Williams on Dugalich off the glass. It's no good, but a foul. Well, speak of the devil. Here comes Sarah Williams now to the free throw line. 12 points on 4 of 8 shooting from the floor for Williams. She's 4 of 6 at the free throw line. As the Badgers look to stop the 8-0 run by UCLA to start the quarter, and it's in. Bruins got it up to 25 points. Now it's down to 23 after those two free throws from Williams. Wisconsin's leading scorer tonight, Sarah Williams, has 14 points. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bruins basketball. Arnasalo has it outside left. Drives to right. Throws to Gardner left corner. Driving left baseline. Working on his ball. Here's Gardner. Fade away in the lane. No good. Ripped down by Douglas. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter. Head up. Crossing the timeline. Porter drifts off to the right with her dribble on the right arc. Looking for Williams. Trying to post up against Dugalich. Instead, the Badgers rotate around to the left corner. Here's Cron for three. It's an air ball. Arnasalo grabs it on the other side of the rim. Arnasalo. Nasty pass. Through traffic. Bounce pass to Jones on the fast break, and the layup's in. What a pass by Arnasalo. Here's Williams underneath, down deep on the right, comes up short on Dugalich. Rebound UCLA. Bruins front court, 5:20 to play in the third. Jones leaves it off for Gardner, defended by the much shorter Porter. That is 6'3" against 5'2". Now Jones bouncing inside. Dugalich turnaround, a slow turnaround over Williams is no good. Off the left side of the rim, Douglas collects it again for the Badgers. Porter, front court, penetrating, down low, layup up and in for Ronnie. Porter sneaking through the UCLA defense for two. It's 55-32, Bruins on top of the Badgers. 4:47 to play, third quarter. UCLA basketball, Jones off a screen, tries a long three, and it's nothing but net. Second three-point make of the game for London Jones. Jones has reached double figures for the first time since February 9th when she scored 21 points at Oregon. 4:26 to play third quarter, 58-32 Bruins, largest lead of the game. 26-point lead for UCLA. Douglas feeds mid-post right. It's Williams backing down Dugalich off the backboard.
with the right hand. Two more for Williams as she's trying to do as much as she can for the Badgers right now. 16 points on 5 of 10 shooting for Williams tonight. 4 minutes to play third quarter. Dugalich on Williams. Left side. Fires a pass over to Arnasalo. Runs down the middle of the paint. The layup good with the left hand. Porter crosses the timeline for Wisconsin, has it at the motion W, at the edge of the motion W. Now sneaking through the defense again, right of the paint. Here's Porter, brings it back out with the left hand. Soft toss over to Bisball, just left to center. Bouncing at the free throw line, Williams tries the 15-footer. It's going to roll through. Two more for Williams. Like I said, trying to take over this game as best as she can to keep Wisconsin as close as they can. 60-36, though. Big Bruins lead. Left corner, Jones for three, and she hits another one. Third three-point make. Jones has 13. 3:10 to play. Third quarter. Here's Porter across the timeline for the Badgers. Porter still going downhill. Porter accelerates to the rim and lays it up in it with the left hand. Nobody stopped Porter. 63-38. Bruins on top of the Badgers. Led by as many as 27. Arnasalo on a drive on the right side. Gives it up to Gardner. Left corner three. And another three-pointer for UCLA. Fifth three-pointer of the quarter. They're 5 of 6 from downtown in the third. 2:33 to play, third quarter. UCLA outscoring the Badgers 21-10 in the quarter. Double screen for Porter. Porter has it, lane line left, accelerates, then stops. Finds Cron, left baseline drive, bounces inside for Williams. Ball kicked. And it'll be Wisconsin basketball after this timeout on the floor with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. All UCLA second-ranked Bruins lead the Badgers by 28 points, 66-38. Bruins on top of Wisconsin, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first-ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 66-38, second-ranked UCLA taking it to the Badgers here, outscoring Wisconsin 21-10 in the third quarter. And the Bruins lead the Badgers by 28 points. UCLA looking to get to 16-1 this season with one game remaining against USC, which also holds a 16-1 record. And if that does happen here, those two teams would play for the Big Ten title coming up in the final game of the season. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is 4-12. They've made the Big Ten tournament. Just trying to figure out if they're going to be the 14 seed or if Wisconsin is going to be the 15 seed. Now, if they... To in order to be 15, it's going to take Purdue winning two. I think I might have misspoke during the pregame, but basically Purdue needs to win its final two games against Indiana and against Penn State. Now, Penn State's a winnable game, Indiana not so much. So it looks like, just kind of statistically speaking, the odds say the Badgers should finish 14, but who their opponent will be in the Big Ten tournament is still yet to be determined. Here's Myers, a three on the left side, rims out, no good. Rebound to the Bruins. It could be a variety of teams. 14 will take on 11 in the Big Ten tournament, 14th seed. And right now, that could either be Washington at 7-9, Minnesota at 8-8, Nebraska at 9-8, Iowa at 9-8, or Indiana, who's 9-7 currently. So a lot to shake out still to try to find the Badgers' next opponent in the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes, by the way, won tonight. UCLA throws it away. Badgers and Hawkeyes meet Sunday. Douglas, left of the wheel for three. No good. It rims out. Rebound Bruins. A minute 41 to play in quarter number three. 66-38 UCLA. Bruins basketball into the front court. Arnasalo has it. Finds Betts at the right elbow. Big first half for Lauren Betts. She had 20 points. Now Betts catches inside on Douglas. Easy two for Betts. So for Betts, that's her first points of the second half. She's got 22. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Leitzinger right at center. Finds Porter, high left side. Return pass to Leitzinger. Screen by Douglas. Here's Nat, pull up, mid-range. Right side, rolls out, no good. Offensive board, McCray. Over to Porter, flips it off the window for two. Down deep on the left. McCray with the offensive glass and Porter for two. 28-point UCLA lead. 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. Arnasalo over to Betts. Hands back off. Arnasalo, right wing. Crossing over on Porter. Driving strong to the rim and finishing from the right side. Porter. Front court now for the Badgers. Leitzinger. Hands back off to Porter. Return pass to Nat for three. Left side, no good. Rebound Betts. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. 30-point UCLA lead with the basketball. Bruins going to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Arnasalo has it, standing at the motion W near midcourt. Porter gives her some space. High post, catch by Betts. Back over Arnasalo. 15-footer. Straight on, no good with 3 seconds. Picked up Leitzinger with 1 second to McCray. And that is the third quarter buzzer. Badgers don't get a shot away, but we're done with three quarters tonight in Madison, and it's all UCLA. Second-ranked Bruins lead the Badgers by 30. It's 70-40 UCLA. We'll be back with the fourth quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
UCLA leads Wisconsin by a score of 70-40. It's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to the second quarter where Wisconsin's Sarah Williams was getting it done for the Badgers. And it's a steal by the Badgers. Leitzinger trailing the play around Arnasalo at the free throw line to Porter to the left elbow on a drive. Bounces to Myers in the corner. Now to Williams. No block left. Williams spins around her defender and lays it up and in with the left hand. That was two of a team-high 18 points tonight for Sarah Williams, and that's tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future. with Smart Careers. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Final home game of the regular season for the Badgers. They'll wrap up on the road in Iowa City on Sunday, 3 p.m. start for the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes on Senior Day for Iowa, who, by the way, was victorious tonight to move to 9-8 in the Big Ten. Iowa picks up a road win at Michigan, 79-66. Also, number 12, Ohio State, 89-78 over 23rd-ranked Michigan State. And in the fourth quarter, it's Washington beating Minnesota, 61-46. Here's Myers, rainbow three, right side, pops out. Picked up McCray on the right baseline. McCray, hard move to the rim, tries to reverse layup, and it's up and in for McCray. And McCray, after having a season-high 22 points against Northwestern on Sunday, scores down low for the Badgers for her first field goal of the game here tonight against number two, UCLA. By the way, that Washington-Minnesota score could be impactful depending on how the rest of the games shake out here. The Badgers' next opponent could be Washington or Minnesota. Jones tries a left side three, no good. Hawkeyes offensive rebound, followed by Porter down low, though. And she goes back up and tries to score, does not, and she'll go to the free throw line. So, yeah, Washington, if that score stands, and like I said, what is it, almost a 20-point lead, 15-point lead for Washington with about 8 minutes to play. Huskies would move to 8-9. Minnesota would fall to 8-9. So those two teams kind of at the 13-12 spot, but right above them, Iowa and Nebraska, both at 9-8. Indiana at 9-7. So could be interesting down the stretch. I don't know if Washington has another win in them or not, but I might push the Huskies up. Badgers 0-2 against Minnesota this season, 0-1 against Washington. Austin at Nebraska as well, another potential opponent. Here's Williams at the free throw line to McCray to the rim. No, but a foul. Who else did I say could be a potential opponent? Iowa, we'll find out Sunday how that looks. Indiana, 9-7. Badgers lost in Bloomington. So still a lot yet to be determined. But we do know the Badgers will be either the 14 or 15 seed. If Purdue wins two games, the Badgers are the 15th seed. If Purdue loses one game, the Badgers are the 14th seed, despite what happens tonight or Sunday. I guess Wisconsin could beat Iowa on Sunday and really lock down 14. 8:50 to go in this game, 71-43, UCLA. Betts all alone, down low on the right, layup good. After McCray hit a free throw, Betts comes down at the other side, scores two down low, 24 points for Betts. Here's Porter, a runner over Betts right of the paint, and it drops. That's 5'2", up over the outstretched hands of 6'7". 8:19 to play in this game, UCLA leads 73-45. Betts, right elbow. Handing off to Rice, outside right. Rice, pull up, mid-range jumper, no good. Ripped down by McCray. Porter calls for it, right sideline to the front court. Porter accelerates down the middle of the paint, brings it back out. Tries to get to Leitzinger, it's stolen. Rice all alone on a fast break. Layup from the left is in. 7:48 to go in this game, 75-45. UCLA brings it back out to 30. Williams, mid-post right, turnaround shot over Dugalich, rolls off the rim, no good. Leitzinger grabs the offensive rebound, back to Williams. Same spot where she just missed it from. Now she'll bounce looking for McCray. Knocked away by Betts, ball goes out of bounds. The Badgers were fighting for it, and I think it was last touched by Wisconsin. It'll be UCLA basketball. First ever meeting between the Bruins and the Badgers. Right now a 30-point lead for the number two ranked team in the country. Badgers 0-5 all time against number two ranked opponents in program history. Their best ranked win ever came in 1997 against fourth ranked Stanford. Yeah, over a quarter of a century ago.
Here's Hawkes off to the right where Gardner cuts his lobs over the top of the Badgers defense looking for Betts, and it goes out of bounds, but it was bounced off the shoulder, I would think, of Leitzinger. UCLA 57% from the floor in this game. Wisconsin shooting 35% from the field. Inbounds pass deflected out of bounds by the Badgers. It'll stay with the Bruins. Well, one of the things that needed to happen for the Badgers to stay in this game tonight was they needed to hit three-point shots, and that has not been the case this evening. Pass is deflected out of bounds by Leitzinger. It'll stay once again with the Bruins. Wisconsin is 3 of 15 from the three-point line tonight. UCLA has knocked down 8 threes, 8 of 18. And with 7 minutes to go, Bruins looking to go to 16-1, and they'll face USC in the final game of the season to determine the Big Ten regular season champ. Three by Gardner rolls off, no good. Chased down in the corner by Sarah Williams. Here comes Porter, middle of the court, front court. Defended by Jones. High toss inside McCray. McCray spinning on Gardner, down low on the left. It's good, and a foul. And McCray will have an opportunity at a three-point play. McCray now up to 5 points for Wisconsin. She picked up two early fouls in this game. He's only played 15 minutes. Two Badgers in double figures tonight as McCray drills the free throw. That's six now for McCray. Williams has a team best 18. Porter has 13 points. UCLA Betts with 24. And Jones with 13. Here is Ernesto. Right wing, defended by Leitzinger, gives to Gardner, fires inside, bets around Williams with the left hand, and it's in. UCLA. Here's Williams on Betts, down low on the left, and she sneaks it through. Off the backboard for two. That's 20 points for Williams. That's the 14th time this season that Williams has scored 20 or more in a game. She also now rides a streak of 13 straight games scoring in double figures. Three on the left by Gardner is through. 5:58 to go. It's 80-50 UCLA. Sarah Williams having another outstanding season for the Badgers. Now she's matched up against Betts left of the lane. Spinning on Betts. Short jumper is no good. Picked up Gardner on the opposite side of the rim. Here comes UCLA. Front court to the left corner. Jones for three. No good. Skips off the rim. McCray gobbles it up for the Badgers. Now Porter has it back court, dribbling into the front court. Jones on her left hip, bouncing in transition for Williams, who lays it up and in. Assist number three of the evening for Porter. Williams with two more, and a timeout by UCLA. 5:26 to go in this game. All Bruins, 80-52 UCLA. Back with more after this, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
John Adi is back with you in Madison in the final home game of the season for the Badgers. And number two, UCLA, taking it to Wisconsin, 80-52, with 5:26 to play in the game.
Although Wisconsin has hit five of its last seven from the floor. Well, National Player and Big Ten Player of the Year candidate Lauren Betts has 26 points and 10 rebounds for UCLA to lead the way for the Bruins. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is led by their first team All-Big Ten selection, Sarah Williams. She's got 22 points and 5 rebounds. Now back to the season that Williams is having for Wisconsin. This is her 26th game in double figures, her 13th in a row, and the 14th time this season she has scored 20 or more in a game. Williams right now 14th all time in career scoring at Wisconsin with over 1,400 points. She's 23 points behind the number 13 spot held by Janet Huff of former Badger, Janet Huff, with 1,455 points. So she is now, she was 23 points entering tonight is my point. So she's got two more points to surpass that and take over the number 13 spot all time at the University of Wisconsin. So one more point to tie Huff for number 13 all time in scoring and two more points to surpass Janet Huff. So here we go. It is an 80-52 lead for UCLA. 5:18 to play. Bruins have the basketball. And a whistle away from the ball stops play. And a foul will be called against Wisconsin. Allie Bisball, who's into the game now. Gets called for her second foul. Shot down low, missed by the Bruins. Missed by Soku and Ukman. Now here's McCray down deep on the right. Missed her shot, got it back. This time off the glass for two. First one was short. McCray right there to gobble up the rebound and put it back up and in. 80-54, Bruins over the Badgers. 4:45 to go in this game. McCray now up to 8 points and 7 rebounds. Left side, Gardner for three over Porter, and she drills it. Another Bruins bomb. By the way, all of McCray's points coming here in the fourth quarter. She was scoreless up until the fourth. Right elbow jumper by Porter, pops out, rebound to Bruins. 83-54 UCLA with 4:18 to play. Here's the drive. Who was that? Arnasalo with a left-hand finish around the cup. Porter front court for the UW. Hands off to Cron. Gracie Grush getting set to check in. The freshman from Green Bay. Coming at the next opportunity. Douglas hands the Bisball near the right elbow over to McCray, coming in downhill from the right, spinning down low, up with the right hand, no good, got her own rebound down deep on the left to Bisball. Big Ten logo jumper is in for Allie Bisball. 5 points tonight for the freshman. 3:38 to go in this game. 85-56 UCLA. Bruins have led by as many as 31 just a moment ago. Arnasalo down low to the corner. Three ball is no good in the right corner by Kane. Douglas looking for Bisball, throws off the backboard. It's loose on the floor. UCLA grabs it. Arnasalo spins off to the left. Dudley inside. Right hand up and in by Soku and Gooman. UCLA takes a substitution timeout. Badgers bring in a couple of new faces. Actually three. Rush, Spasovsky, and Leitzinger all enter the game. Minutes and 2 seconds to play in this one. It's an 87-56 UCLA lead. Nats advancing the largest lead of the game for the Bruins. 2:55 to go. Here's a drive by Leitzinger. Ooh, and she was driving down low, bumped into Dugalich. Was going out of bounds, tried to throw it off Dugalich. I think threw it right off her face. Dugalich okay, though. She gets up kind of like... I mean, she must not have got hit that bad. Let's watch it again. Leitzinger and Dugalich collide. Then, oh, yeah, man, right in the forehead. Unintentional by Leitzinger, who has the basketball outside left. Here's Leitzinger switching to the right hand, back over to the left, left wing. Darts it to the corner. Gresh inside Spasovsky, mid-post on the left. Spasovsky on Dugalich. Baseline jumper is no good from 12 feet. And it picked up by McCray in a foul against UCLA. 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go. McCray comes out now. 8 points, 9 rebounds. Here's Gresh catching the inbounds pass inside. Douglas rolling to the rim. Missed it down low on the right. And fighting for it is Halley. She got her own rebound. Out to Leitzinger. Three. Good. By Leitzinger on the left. Leitzinger lights it up. 87-59. UCLA. 2:18 to go. Fourth Badgers three-pointer of the game. But Wisconsin's is 4 of 16 from downtown tonight. That's 25%. Approaching 2 minutes to go in the game. Dudley for three out on top. No. Spasovsky fighting for it. Has it. Got tripped up and falls hard to the floor. Foul against UCLA. A couple of Bruins around her. See who gets called for that foul. Who was that? Soku and Gubin. Now with the minute 59, Wisconsin putting in some new faces, including Elba Martin Mesa, the freshman, who has yet to score this season. 0 points in 5 games. She's out there. Spasovsky, the freshman. Grasha, freshman. Bisball, a freshman. And Lena Petty Bandla, a sophomore, out on the floor for the Badgers to finish this one up against UCLA in the final home game of the season. Spasovsky misses the free throw. Now 6 out of 11 at the free throw line this season for the freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. Next one is no good. Offensive board, Grush. Out to Patty Bandla on the right. Bouncing Bisball, right elbow. Back inside in the paint. Spasovsky down low, blocked. Soku and Gumin picked up UCLA. A minute 45 to go. 87-59, Patty Bandla knocks away a pass and comes away with the steal. Front court, Patty Bandla, head fake, driving down low. Ball tipped, whistle sounds. Travel call. Three to go. Bruins basketball. Number 2 team in the country going to come out of here with a win. The first ever meeting between these two schools. Soku and Gumin down around the cup. Good. Bruins 89. Badgers 59. Patty Bandla, left elbow, bouncing for Bisball. Left arc, Bisball, back over to Patty Bandla, top of the arc, a minute to play. Patty Bandla picks up her dribble, bouncing for Spasovsky. Spasovsky trying to drive, finds Bisball, right elbow, Bisball in the paint, jumpers up and in. 7 points for Bisball. 47 seconds to play. Bruins basketball. Here's Dudley coming in strong from the right. Off the window, no good. Ball tipped out, picked up by UCLA. Bisball tying her career high tonight with 7 points, by the way. There's a three missed on the right side by Arnasalo. Soku and Gumin cleans it up, though. Offensive rebound. 30
3-point Bruins lead, 91-61. As the Badgers bring it into the front court, shot clock is off, 20 seconds to go in this game. Martin Mesa, top of the arc. Hard bounce to Bisball. Inside looking for Spasovsky, ball knocked away. Bruins pick it up. And they can dribble this one out tonight at the Kohl Center as the second-ranked UCLA Bruins come into Madison and beat the Badgers. Final score, 91-61. And Wisconsin ends the home portion of their regular season with a loss. Once again, that final score, UCLA 91, Wisconsin 61. The Badgers are now 4-13 this season and 13-15 overall. One game left in the Big Ten. It'll be Sunday at Iowa. UCLA gets two wins today. They're 28-1 now and 16-1 in the Big Ten. Yeah, they got a forfeit win. Earlier today, the Big Ten announced Northwestern had to forfeit the two games. They didn't go out to play UCLA or USC because of the wildfires. They made those forfeits by Northwestern. So, yeah, UCLA did pick up a couple of wins today. All right, once again, 91-61, Bruins over the Badgers. Post-game show comes your way next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes REMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
News from the Center, WRCE.
The postgame show is underway. Second-ranked UCLA beats Wisconsin tonight, 91-61. Now joined by Badgers assistant coach Frogero. When you look at this one tonight, how do you play it out in your head? How do you see this one after the final buzzer?
You know, it's happened. We knew going in this was going to be, you know, an incredible challenge. You played the number two team in the country, but also a great opportunity, kind of like a benchmark to kind of see where we are with things. And, you know, we talked about Betts pregame. She was outstanding. You know, one thing I didn't say, she has a great supporting staff around her. So, you know, it was a great test. We went up to the task tonight, but, you know, time to get ready for Iowa.
Yeah, talking about Betts, 20 points in the first half. She does finish with just 26 in the game, 6 in the second half. But, I mean, as far as trying to defend her, I mean, Carter McRae picks up two fouls. Sarah Williams picks up two fouls. And all of a sudden, you got a freshman coming in against the number two team in the country in the first half.
That's right. Yep. And that was good experience for her. Yep. You know, and she did well. She was up to the task. So, yeah, it was we threw a little bit of everything at her. So, Again, that's just a testament to the type of player that she is and the talented player that she is. And but our kids battle, you know, that it's tough, you know, for, you know, Sarah, Carter, Allie, you know, to kind of be in there banging all, you know, all game. So, you know, give them credit for the effort.
What did you like most about your team here tonight against number two UCLA? Is there anything that stands out that you like the most?
You know what? I thought for the most part, well, you know, while the score may not be indicative of it, you know, we could have folded, you know, much, you know, early, you know, and we didn't. Every huddle, you know, you had Hal in there, you know, reminding the team, hey, let's just keep competing. Let's just keep competing along with coach. So, you know, we competed. So that we got to kind of hang our hat on that.
All right. Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Frogero. Wisconsin falls at home tonight to UCLA 91-61. Take a break and come back and look at these team stats and individual numbers as well as the postgame show continues. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
81 against Nebraska, but they shoot 55%, Wisconsin 38%. Three-point shooting, 10 threes made tonight for the Bruins, 10 of 25, 40%. Wisconsin makes just 4 out of 16, that's 25%. UCLA got to the free throw line 8 times, made 7 of them. Badgers were 11 out of 17, that's 65%. Rebounding advantage to UCLA, 39 to 31. offensive rebounds, it was 11 to 10 in favor of the Badgers. So Wisconsin did a much better job rebounding in the second half than they did in the first half when UCLA had a massive lead in rebounding. But second chance points, Wisconsin plus 2, 13 to 11. Off the bench, UCLA plus 20. They had 30 bench points. In the paint, UCLA plus 20. They had 52 in the paint, Wisconsin with 32. You can do the math. Fast break, 10-9 UCLA. Blocks 3, zip Bruins. Steals 7-5 Bruins. Assists 23-10 in favor of UCLA. As the Badgers, they did have a lead. First lead, first basket of the game came from Ronnie Porter. That was their only lead of the game. UCLA led the rest of the way, and they win it 91-61. We'll take a break and come back and look at the individual numbers in another big game from Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. I'll tell you about it next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Let's ask their parents a lot of questions.
Why can't people fly?
Gravity.
Is the moon really made of cheese?
Yep, cream cheese.
When can I move into a big kid's car seat?
For some questions, parents may not have the answer, but that's okay. They can't know everything, but knowing the right seat for their age and size will help protect them in a car crash. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Where do babies come from?
Good luck, Dad. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Loved one owns a gun, and you're concerned about their behavior. You're worried they might harm themselves or others. You wish more than anything you could hit pause on this situation. In Illinois, a firearm restraining order does just that. In extreme cases, this order temporarily prevents a person in crisis from having a firearm, giving them time to heal before they do something dangerous. Learn more at illinois.gov/pause to heal. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Madison, Wisconsin. Final home game of the regular season for Wisconsin. It does not go their way against number 2 UCLA, 91-61. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First for the visitors from Los Angeles is Lauren Betts scored 26 points to lead all scorers tonight. Betts had 20 of those points in the first half. She has a double-double, 26 and 10. And for her, that is, her 15th double-double of the season. And it's the 23rd time she's scored in double figures, 26 and 10 for Lauren Betts. 13 points from London Jones on 5 of 10 shooting with 2 assists. 14 points from Gardner, 5 of 9 from the field for Gardner in 25 minutes. 9 points for Kiki Rice. She also handed off 3 assists for the Bruins. 7 points tonight for Hawkes, 3 of 7 with 8 rebounds in 23 minutes. 8 points as well from Arna Salo. Soku Nguyen had 8 points on 4 of 5 shooting. Dudley did not score. Dugalich had 6. For Wisconsin, 2 players in double figures, and it's Sarah Williams with her 13th straight game in double figures, her 26th time overall, as she goes for her 14th time with 20 or more points. 22 points from Sarah Williams with 5 rebounds in 27 minutes. 8 of 15 from the floor for Williams. The other Badger in double figures, Ronnie Porter, 13 points, 5 of 10 from the floor, 3 assists and 3 rebounds in 33 minutes. for Porter. Then the scoring drops. Carter McRae has 8 points. They all come in the fourth quarter when the Badgers are down by 30. She does grab 9 rebounds as well in this game. Played only 20 minutes. She was in foul trouble, had a couple of quick fouls. In fact, Sarah Williams had a couple of fouls, too, early in the first half. It forced Allie Bisball, the freshman, to check into the game, and she did pretty good. After the 8 points from McRae, it was 7 points from Bisball. Yeah, so Bisball ties her career high on 3 of 4 shooting. She also grabs a rebound in 16 minutes tonight against the number two team. Some good experience for her, according to assistant coach Ferrogero after the game, if you missed that interview. 5 points from Natalie Leitzinger. Tess Myers hits 1 of 5 threes. She scores 3 points tonight. Lily Cron, 1 of 3 three-pointers. She scores 3. Patty Banla, Martine Mesa, Douglas, Spasovsky, Gresh all played, did not score. Douglas did grab 7 rebounds for Wisconsin's second best tonight in 25 minutes of action. So Wisconsin now 13-15 overall and 4-13 in the Big Ten. UCLA is 28-1 overall and 16-1 in Big Ten play. Badgers have one more game left. It's Sunday against Iowa. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard, see how the Hawkeyes did. They played tonight. Also, a big game between Washington and Minnesota. I say big game just for the Big Ten seeding and a potential opponent for Wisconsin, although a lot still yet to be played out in the Big Ten standings. We'll get to that coming up next, and we'll wrap it up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
And wrapping things up here from the Kohl Center tonight, final segment of the postgame show, 91-61. Second-ranked UCLA upends the Badgers in the final home game of the season for Wisconsin. Knocks the Badgers down to 13-15 overall and now 4-13 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin now 0-6 all-time against number two team. So all the games in the Big Ten, this is 1 of 4, have gone final. Meanwhile, Ohio State is now 13-4 in the conference after an 89-78 win over Michigan State. Spartans now 10-7 in Big Ten play. It was Iowa, the Badgers' next opponent, winning on the road 79-66 over Michigan. So Iowa is now a game over 500 in the Big Ten at 9-8. Michigan falls to 10-7. Washington was at Minnesota, and the Huskies pick up a big 10-point win, 72-62. So Washington is 8-9, and Minnesota is now 8-9 in the Big Ten. So when you look at potential matchups in the Big Ten tournament, Wisconsin is the 14 seed currently. If Purdue wins two games, they'd match Wisconsin's 4 wins, have the head-to-head. They'd bump the Badgers down to 15th. Purdue has 2 games left. They take on Penn State and then Indiana to wrap up. So just looking at potential opponents. So the opponents above Wisconsin right now in the 13th spot, it'd be Minnesota at 8-9. Washington is also now 8-9. They'd be a spot above Minnesota after the head-to-head. Nebraska's at 9-8, and Iowa is at 9-8. Indiana above them at 9-7. So somewhere Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska-ish, if the Badgers fall lower, could it be Minnesota or Washington? Still a lot to be shaken out here in the Big Ten standings as we wind down. And then the other one is 16-1 USC versus 16-1 UCLA to end the season. The winner to be crowned the Big Ten regular season champion when those two teams meet this upcoming weekend. All right, Wisconsin loses by 30, but there were some positive moments, some bright spots for the Badgers. So let's take a listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. Finds Myers off a screen. High arcing three is through for Tess Myers. Number three, 4-3, and perhaps that's just a little bit of the juice that the Badgers need to get going here in this game. Left baseline. Spins it out to Bisball. How about a three from the freshman, and it's through. Bisball for three. Left side, Kron's open. She'll catch and shoot for three, and she splashes it. Kron from the left wing for three, and it's a 10-point game. Here's Porter across the timeline for the Badgers. Porter still going downhill. Porter accelerates to the rim and lays it up in it with the left hand. Nobody stopped Porter. Here's Myers, rainbow three, right side, pops out. Picked up McCray on the right baseline. McCray, hard move to the rim, tries a reverse layup, and it's up and in for McCray. Defended by Jones. High toss inside McCray. McCray spinning on Gardner, down low on the left. It's good, and a foul. Williams on Betts, down low on the left, and she sticks it through off the backboard for two. That's 20 points for Williams. That's the 14th time this season that Williams has scored 20 or more in a game. And fighting for it is Hallie. She got her own rebound out to Leitzinger. Three, good by Leitzinger on the left. And there you go, some of the highlights from tonight's Badgers game. Wisconsin will wrap up the regular season in Iowa City coming up on Sunday. Badgers and Hawkeyes will tip at 3 o'clock. It's a game you can hear locally in Madison on 1070